country. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our Black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. As a kid, I grew up thinking that I must smile really big all the time, that my happiness would be the way to attract people to Jesus, because as they say, you might be the only Jesus some people ever see, which is true, but to be honest, I knew I didn't always feel happy. I didn't always feel like smiling. Maybe you feel the same way today. I want to live my life so utterly convinced of God's unbelievable, unconditional love for me that I can't worry at all what other people are thinking about me. Trusting that God's deep love inside of me will overflow to other people, and more than happiness or a big smile, others would know that they are loved by God and by me, regardless of what they think or feel. Jesus knew he was loved by his Father, and as we soak in that for ourselves, hope will come alive in us in ways we've never imagined. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
March 25th. It's a good day to be born. And lots of people have been born on this day. Let's go to our birthday list and say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday wishes are going out to Brother James Pollard. My friend is celebrating his 53rd birthday today. Happy birthday to you, James Pollard, on your birthday. We've got Kina Silas Dixon on the birthday list this morning. Hey, Kina, good morning. And happy birthday to you, Kina Silas Dixon. Miss Vanessa White, she's celebrating her 51st birthday. That's my dear friend. Happy birthday to you, Miss Vanessa White. Hope that you and your husband, Victor, are celebrating in fine fashion today. Happy birthday, Miss Vanessa White. We've got Rhonda Moran Carter on the birthday list. She's celebrating her 55th birthday. That is a blessing. Good morning to you, Miss Rhonda Moran Carter, and happy birthday. Brother Richard Vinson Jr., Richard Vinson, celebrating his 44th birthday today. Richard Vinson Jr., happy birthday. What a blessing it is to say happy birthday to Bishop Leon Figgins. He celebrates his 72nd birthday today, 72 years young. That is a blessing for sure. Happy birthday, Bishop Leon Figgins. My friend, Miss Chantel Lewis. Hey, Chantel, good morning and happy birthday to you. Chantel Lewis celebrating her birthday on this Wednesday. Miss Brenda K. Branch has a birthday today, and we want to say happy birthday to you, Brenda K. Branch. Good morning and happy birthday. Rounding out the birthday list, Miss Yolanda Elaine Marshall. Good morning and happy birthday to you, Yolanda Elaine Marshall, on your birthday. And we wish all of our birthday people a happy birthday, and we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you happen to see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All today, we've been talking about how God is bigger than any of your financial problems. And if you want to get out of financial trouble, stay in prayer. Praying about your financial problems means you're staying connected. Now, you have to talk to the problem about God, not talk to God about the problem, all right? God wants you to be connected to him at all times and in all situations. John 15, 1 through 8 says, if you abide in me, ask what you will, and it will be done for you. God wants you to continually connect with him. When you stay close and don't stray, God elevates you and causes you to bear more fruit. When you do the things that we've been talking about, staying in prayer, being patient, taking action, keeping the right attitude, having faith, I really believe that it causes you to start moving forward faster, and it keeps God intervening on your behalf. problems with finances do not have to be permanent. These things that you do will help you to gain traction in battling financial trouble and keep you from going around the same mountain time after time after time, like the nation of Israel did in their wanderings in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for today. And I'm glad that you decided to join us. I'm certainly happy to be able to come into your homes and uplift you, give you some sage advice if you'll take it. Amen. It's my honor, privilege, and duty to come to you and broadcast this way every day. And I hope to do it again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. All right. Get ready, get set, go, because we've got much more music coming your way and ministries, too, right here on KAYT KQJOFM. We're online at www.kaytfm.com. Don't forget, tonight, Global Impact Ministries will be streaming and we'll have two different services, and that's to accommodate the social distancing order that our governor has proclaimed. And so we want to certainly be in compliance with legal authorities, and we certainly want to do what God has called us to do. So we're going to have two services tonight at Global Impact Ministries. Check us out at Global Impact Ministries Facebook page, and you'll find out exactly the times of the services tonight. All right, I'll be there. Hopefully I'll see you there as well. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world: those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? Until we meet again tomorrow, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
It's time to say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day. This song and my prayer I give to only you. It can't compare to the gift from you. He gave us His love. He gave us His Son.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I know there's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Some things don't go your way. But to be without is not His will. No, His cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours to claim. Claim them in His home. Thank you, God, for giving me one more chance.
The next Wade Hampton show, we'll have a midday prayer plan for strength and comfort during the coronavirus challenge. And I think it would be a great idea for us to play the word game. What do you think? And we'll have the music that will inspire, encourage, and give you comfort during this time of great challenges. That's all coming up on Thursday's Wade Hampton show right here on KAYT KQJOFM. And we're online, too, at www.kaytfm.com. And be sure to check us out on YouTube as well.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Always something trying to steal my mood. My crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every worry, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. Everything that you would choose to set your eyes on me. It blows my mind to think that you would know my name, and I'm adored by the King of Kings. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every worry, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time.
Down one time, break it down two times. Hey, listen up.